This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. This is your host, James Kelso, coming to you live at our brand new time. So some of you listening at this moment may be surprised by the schedule change. We are coming on 1 hour earlier. Our new schedule for the American Freedom Party Report is 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. So we're very pleased to have some of you listening. The Phil Cherney show was an excellent show that precedes this one. Some of you may be expecting to hear the extraordinary patriot Phil Cherney. Instead, you're hearing James Kelso here with the American Freedom Party Report. But let me tell you, I'm one big fan of Phil Cherney and his book, What I Saw That Day, the story of his experience on June 8, 1967, when he was a crew member on the USS Liberty off the shore of Sinai during the Six-Day War, in which I'm sure just about every person who listens to this show will remember that a United States naval vessel, clearly marked on a sunny, calm day with an enormous American flag flying, and one of the most, according to admirals in the U.S. Navy, the most easily identified ship in the entire U.S. Mediterranean fleet, because it was a signal ship covered with antennas, making it a very odd-looking ship and very easily identifiable to the Israelis. It was attacked by the Israeli Air Force and Navy in an attack that left it the most damaged American ship ever to stay afloat. I forget the total number of thousands of bullet holes, machine gun holes, cannon shells, napalm, a torpedo, fortunately, only thanks to the incredible skill of the crew and captain of the ship, only one torpedo that went right through the ship, instantly killing, I think about 30 some of the crew were killed instantly by that torpedo. Anyway, that ship limped back to, I think it was able to limp to port in Malta. Anyway, Phil Cherney was on that ship that day. And he is among the amazing crew of the USS Liberty who have written their stories. They have a website, an extraordinary website. It's really one of the most amazing events in American patriot history, that an entire crew, and I mean the entire crew of a United States Navy ship has had the audacity and the bravery to speak the truth to power. The crew members were actually threatened with death by the naval brass if they ever spoke to anyone, including their wives, about what they saw that day on June 8th, 1967. So anyway, welcome to you folks from the Phil Turney audience. There's a schedule change now, so check your schedules at republicbroadcasting.org. The American Freedom Party report will be on from 5 to 7 Central Time every Saturday. It's a live show. It's a call-in show. And I've got my call-in number here usually handy. I go through this every week. I'm now looking for my mouse pad where I write the call-in number down. And don't worry, the engineer doesn't need to freak out. I'll find it. Oh, okay, he's sending it to me right now. It's 800, boy, the engineer can type fast, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll just make one other comment about the USS Liberty incident, attack. Incident's not the right word, is it? I could talk for hours about that. And I have Phil Turney's book, What I Saw That Day. I have it right here with me. The American Freedom Party is the only political party that completely supports an entire full naval investigation of that attack and the full revelation of all of the truth, lo these many years later, of all of the truth of what occurred in that attack by Israel and the United States. And it has been admitted by everybody from the highest levels, Dean Rusk and on the U.S. end, and the Israelis admitted that this was a deliberate attack by Israel against the United States Navy, and that the purpose of the attack was to sink a U.S. naval vessel under the false flag pretext that it was being sunk by the Egyptians. And the goal was to unleash the full fury of the United States military against Israel's enemy, Egypt. Anyway, the American Freedom Party certainly aligns itself with Phil Turney, Phil Turney's work, and the entire USS Liberty crew. Now, I've used up most of our first segment here just with that schedule change announcement, and I've kept patiently waiting, and I apologize. My guest, Ken Gibbeden, who is the, you know him as Ken Daly of Daily Ken and Ken Daly websites online, viewed by thousands of patriots, extraordinary websites. We're going to be talking about Daily Ken with Ken Daly right after this upcoming break. But let me just take the chance now. I just have a few seconds, Ken, to introduce you. Are you there with us?
I'm here. Good evening.
Thank you so much for being a first-time guest on the program. And we're going to have fun, folks, after an upcoming break, talking about Ken's websites. Why don't you give out your websites, Ken, so that folks during the break can be researching and looking at your websites?
Well, if they visit dailyken.com, that's Ken spelled with two N's, then from that platform they can find my blog and my YouTube channel and so forth, dailyken.com.
Dailyken.com. And, folks, you're also going to find a dailyken.blogspot.com blogspot. I think, did I say that one right, Ken?
Yep.
And then on YouTube, using the links again from dailyken.com, you will find the great YouTube videos that Ken has been putting up. And we're very pleased in the American Freedom Party to have made Ken one of our directors. So this is extraordinary to have a chance to interview somebody who has done so much in our cause, as Ken has. I was asking you off the air, Ken, when you started your websites, could you recount some of that to the audience?
Sure. The website actually started the first of January 2012. We actually had it up and running a couple days the end of the end of December 2011, but we state January 1st, 2012 as the actual start date because it's easier to remember. So we've been up and running a little over 2.5 years. We're going on 3 years here in a couple months.
And what an extraordinary success you've had. On these websites, as you view them, folks, as we are speaking with Ken, the man who created these websites, these are websites that bring the truth and penetrate the information blockade that had been previously imposed on our people. I hear the break music coming up, so hang on, Ken, and hang on, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while.
Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody.
Welcome back, folks. And we have with us as our guest, we're very proud to have Ken Daly's proprietor and creator of Daily Ken. Ken, thank you very much for joining us. You were describing the start of your extraordinary websites on January 1st, 2012. And What inspired you, sir, to begin your websites?
Well, the original concept of DailyKin.com was I saw a lot of conservative websites out there that, by and large, I agreed with because they were the right of center, which is kind of where I am. I'm probably more libertarian than most conservatives. But of all those conservative or right-leaning websites, none of them were addressing racial issues because they were taboo. They were scared to death to talk about these things. And there were a couple of them out there that would, you know, hat tip now and again or try to sneak something in edgewise, but they were scared to death, terrified. Or maybe the word intimidated, maybe a better word to use, but they weren't talking about racial issues, especially black-on-white crime. And that bothered me immensely. But then I saw some other websites, quite a few of them, that weren't bashful at all about addressing racial issues, but they didn't talk about anything else. It was kind of preaching to the choir. And so my thought was, you know, there's really a need for a middle ground, or I guess I shouldn't say middle ground, but something that covers both bases, so that it would appeal to the conservative majority, which is dwindling, by the way, but at the same time tell the truth. And so that was the concept behind starting Daily Kin. It's basically a news site. It's not about racial issues, but it includes a lot of racial issues in the site because we don't shy away from them. And so the core philosophy, and by the way, James, if I ramble on, feel free to interrupt me because I have a bad habit of talking nonstop. But the core philosophy, what we're all about, is just telling the truth. When you watch the cable news network channels, doesn't matter which one it is, MSNBC, CNN, whatever, you get a very left-leaning perspective. Well, some of us turn over to Fox News because we just want the relief from the extreme left-wing. But still, they leave gaping holes in the news. There are things they just don't tell. And it's analogous to being in a dark room and you turn on a flashlight. And you shine the beam of the light on one object, and that's all anybody sees. But there are a lot of things in the room that no one's talking about. Sometimes things that are more crucial, more important than what you're shining the light on. And so I said, you know, I'm going to start a new site, and I'm going to shine the light on everything. We're not going to leave anything out. Whatever's there, we're not going to be intimidated by political correctness. We're going to say a black right out loud. We're going to talk about white people. If it's a black criminal, we're going to say it's a black criminal. We're not going to call them teens. If it's a black mob, we're going to say this is a black mob. And, you know, we do both sides of that. If a black person accomplishes something, we'll put that on there as well. Or if black people are victims, we talk about that. In other words, there is no racial taboo. We're not being bullied by cultural Marxism into taking a particular stance. And what I'm finding, James, a lot of conservatives do, and I find this really bothersome, is they play the race card what I call defensively. Now, we know how to play the race card offensively. That's where you accuse people of being racist. Doesn't matter what it is. I call this, by the way, Kin's Law number one. Anytime you have a discussion with a liberal or the predatory left or a cultural Marxist, they will always end up concluding that it's white racism. Kin's Law number one, it always ends up being white racism. And so the purpose of the website is to get around that, just tell the truth as it is. And, some people call me a white racist. I don't think I really am. I'm just, I'm into being real, into being honest. And so we have a problem with cultural Marxism that wants us to focus exclusively on a few things. For example, everybody knows who Trayvon Martin is. Most everybody knows who Michael Brown is. Why? Because the extreme left-wing media, including Fox, and they're not extreme left-wing in my opinion anyhow, but that is to say, they're not as bad as CNN, but still they do the same thing. They focus on those particular items, those particular episodes in American history, but there's a lot of water that's flown under the bridge since then. Here's a question I'd like to ask people, just to illustrate what we're talking about. And the question is this: do you know how many White police officers have been shot dead by black thugs since the beginning of the year. Nobody knows.
For example, I'll bet this has appeared on your website, and shame on me for not having noticed it, but I'm a good example. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I didn't know. So I decided I'd do some research. There's actually a website that is dedicated to slain police officers, or police officers who died in the line of duty. Sometimes they were killed by gunfire. Sometimes they were killed in a traffic accident. But so I wanted to know how many were killed by gunfire and how many of those were black on white. And so I took a look at the website, and of course they told us how many were killed by gunfire, but it didn't tell us how many were black on white. I had to do a little deeper digging, I should say. And what I discovered was since January 1, there have been 31 black on white police officers slain. White police officers killed by black assailants. And there's one or two others I wasn't able to determine who the assailant was, so there could have been more than that. And what I found interesting, I'm in the state of Indiana, which, by the way, is 50 degrees today. I'm sitting here in my office with my heater on for the first time in months. But in Indiana, about 10% of those white officers who were killed by black assailants are in our state. But nobody knows any of these people. They don't know their names.
Let me praise you for doing something very original and very important. And that is, folks, there are just a few people today who are taking on the work of doing these common sense things, like pointing out the facts, what Ken is talking about, just researching the facts. He is doing something here. Extraordinary, actually digging up the facts. And you'll find on his website, you'll find videos. I don't know how what kind of work he has to do to go around the nation, around local TV stations, and he will get the videos of crimes against white folks, which are really dramatic. They're very, they really affect you emotionally when you see some of these attacks of completely unaware white people being mugged, beaten, killed, raped. Unbelievable what is actually caught on video. And but somebody, and that's Ken, is doing the work of getting this online. And here he's just impressed me again with he asked himself this question, how many white cops have been killed in what amounts to a sort of race war against them? And he's actually gone out and found that number. So thank you very much. My hat's off to you, Ken.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. And now that you mention it, you know, it does take a little bit of time, a little bit of legwork to find these stories. Some of them are easy to find because other websites have them. There are the websites doing what I'm doing. But as DailyKen.com grows in popularity, I'm finding that a lot of my Facebook friends will send me a private message, and they'll post it on my Facebook page, and so I'm getting a lot more help than I used to have.
This is wonderful. Ken, we're going into a break. We'll be right back, folks, with Ken of Daily Ken.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cell-Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cell-Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso. This show is live, and we've got a caller on the line, Tom, in Florida. So, Tom, I hope you're still there. Thank you for patiently waiting. In fact, Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing today? Good afternoon, Ken and James.
Great. Thank you, Tom, for calling in. And I see there's a note here. You'd like to ask a question of our guest, Ken.
Yes, I sure would. First off, it's exceptional what he's doing. It's very awesome what he is doing. But my point is this. First off, Ken says something very intriguing. The white Anglos are still the majority in this country, but how come this is not on mainstream media? How come they're not reporting this every day? And I can tell you something. There's more Anglos being murdered in this country than there are Israelis being murdered by Hamas in Israel. That's number one. And number two is the mainstream media is like it's been bought off not to say any report anything. But I was wondering if Ken remembers a case that I read years ago here in South Florida in the newspaper about a young lady named Ava Marie Carson. You remember that case, Ken? She was a young college girl.
Nope. Does that come to mind?
You could check it out on your computer, and you might be mesmerized what happened to that young lady. That young lady was beautiful, and she had a whole future ahead of her. And I was saying to myself, that would have been reversed. If it would have been reversed in racial thing, I think a lot of cities would be up in flames right now. That's number one. Number two is, I live in the South Florida area, and I can tell you, so you do get a fact of something. The fact is the fact that there's not one white Anglo commissioner on the Dade County Commission, and that's what happens after you allow a group to come in, and now you know what? They're actually telling you we're not coming. They're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat your lunch,
yep.
Basically. And you know what? Look at what's going on here in the United States. We all, you know, it's like in a panic state with all these different things coming on. We have
well,
all
Tom,
these threats. But
yeah,
there
Tom.
Is, yes, sir.
Well, Tom, you know the you know you've been you know you're recounting a case that you saw there in South Florida. And by the way, I used to live in West Palm Beach, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay. This happened in North Carolina. This was a case I saw in the paper that this young lady, she was murdered in North Carolina.
The
big case here is called. Her name was Ava Marie Carson. You can check it out, and you can read the whole story of her. And that's just an example of what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you.
I've been saying.
And
if you look at the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Justice Department statistics, you will be mesmerized, and the American public will be mesmerized what the actual crime rate is. It's astronomical.
Well, I've got those on my screen right now, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit later in the show.
Okay,
they are extraordinary.
I believe it's almost as bad as Vietnam, isn't it? I mean, if you look at the statistics, and how many white Anglo-white women have been raped over the last 3, 4, 5 years? It's crazy. The main media is not talking about it. They will not talk about it. Like you were talking about Trayvon, and that was, and if you look at George Zimmerman, he said he's white. Okay, well, he might be white, but he's Hispanic. Okay, and then they made a major case. I had people, I could tell you stories, but I'm not even going that direction. But, I mean, it was like unreal.
Tom.
It's like the O.J. Simpson case.
Yeah.
I
want to get the microphone back to Ken, but I'm observing something here in the interaction between you, Tom, and Ken. It's very important. It goes to my salute to Ken, and it goes to also a salute to you, Tom, is that European Americans, Europeans everywhere in the world, not in your case, Tom, but they need to be awakened from a sort of a sleep, a sort of an apathy and an overconfidence that they have descended into, not being aware. Because the media is blocking this information out, they're not aware of the extreme peril that we live in and the great attack that's been launched upon us. And what's great about what Ken is doing is that he's reaching... it's obvious in your voice, Tom, that you have been energized and that you've been reached emotionally by these cases, like this young lady whose life was destroyed by savages. This is exactly what's needed, and we need folks with the courage of Ken who put this information out there so that you can break through this media blockade that has been built. But let me get off the mic so Ken can comment on some of what you've said, Tom. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, the statistics are these. By the way, if you go to the very bottom of my website, you'll see some numbers, 1097, whatever. And those are shortcuts. Some of those, I should say, are shortcuts to the crime statistics. But the statistics are these. 52.2% of all homicides committed in the United States are committed by black people. Nearly all of those are committed by black males age 18 to 49 who comprise maybe 4% of the population, 3 to 4%. And so we have a scenario in America today where 3 to 4% of the population is committing about half of all the violent crime. And as has been pointed out, the media is intentionally ignoring this. Now, there's an aspect to the media that we absolutely, positively cannot overlook. It's not just the news media, but it's the cinema. And, for example, there is a movie that is in the theaters right this very moment, and it's called The Good Lie. And what we're finding is happening coming out of Hollywood is almost like clockwork. 3 or 4 times a year, there is a white guilt movie that is produced, and it attracts white people to the theater where we are taught unwittingly how to think. And The Good Lie is the movie that is the name of the movie that's in the theaters now. And basically what it's teaching white people is that it's a good and noble thing to welcome African immigrants to the United States. That's the essence of the movie. It's made in the same spirit as the Butler, which was Oprah's movie, Red Wings. There's a couple others don't come to mind right off the top of my head. I've written extensively on these, But I would actually encourage white people to go and watch this movie for the express purpose of desensitizing yourself. Because we've all heard of sensitivity training. Well, I believe in sensibility training. And if you go to the movie and ask yourself, as you watch the movie, how are these people manipulating my mind? And when the movie's over, you have that warm and fuzzy movie about welcoming Somalians into America. Ask yourself, how did that thought get in my mind? How did that emotion overcome me? How did they do this? And by exposing ourselves to the virus, I think we can make ourselves desensitized to what they're doing to us. But that's my take on this whole thing is, by the way, since the beginning of the year, there have been well over 100, I'm counting about 120, black-on-white homicides that have been in the local news. I can't think of one of them that has been in the national news. Now, we all know about the Michael Brown thing in Ferguson, but, you know, we're stating the obvious. The media is very biased, and my mission as a website is the best I can do is to fill in those blanks so at least we have access to them. And that is that's the value of the Internet. That's why the government hates the Internet. That's why they hate us, because we're telling the story that no one else is telling. Now, let me just add this, and James, please break in if I'm rambling too much. But
oh, no, I'm glued to my headset here. Keep going, Ken.
Oh, great. Well, what they are using, if you study psychology, basically they're using Freudian psychology. The idea is the focus group. That was originally instituted to help businesses improve their marketing to find out why people are not buying their products. Freudian psychology used as a focus group the first time, to my knowledge, was when General Mills didn't understand why the 1950s housewife wasn't buying their Betty Crocker instant cake bake. You know, the little box you buy, and it takes nothing to do it. You just put it in the oven, and you got a cake. Well, the nephew of Freud set up a focus group. This is back in the 1950s for General Mills. And the purpose of the focus group was not just to get people to talk, but to listen between the lines and discover why were these 1950s women not buying Betty Crocker's instant cake mix. And they discovered this in their focus groups. They realized that they weren't buying this product because they felt guilty. It was too easy. They didn't want to present their families, their husband and their families, with a freshly baked cake that they really didn't have anything to do with. So they wouldn't buy the product. Well, here's how General Mills solved the problem. They changed the recipe. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to require the housewife to add one egg. That's EGG. I say egg in Indiana, AIG, but it's properly pronounced egg. If you add one egg to the recipe, then the housewife won't feel guilty about it because she's literally had a hand in it. And so what they were doing is they identified the problem of guilt and how to take it away. Now, here's the reason I say all that. If Freudian psychology can take away guilt and identify what causes guilt, they can also impose guilt in our minds. And that's what happens when you go see these movies like The Good Lie. What they're doing is they're implanting guilt
This is fascinating. Ken, we're going to come back to this. Very fascinating, your example. George in Baltimore and Blue in Tennessee, please hang on. I want to thank you, Tom, for calling in. Please call in again, sir.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHell.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHell.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
You're tuned to, at our new hour, moved up 1 hour, to the American Freedom Party Report. We're still in that first new hour. Our time now is, on-air time is 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time for the American Freedom Party Report. This is James Kelso, your host. We're very pleased to have as our guest the creator of Daily Ken, and that is Ken himself. Who was on the phone with us, and also on the phone with us are George in Baltimore and Blue in Tennessee. Let us go, Blue, if you'll please hang on. We'll go in order here to George in Baltimore with your question for Ken, sir.
Thanks, James and Mr. Ken. Welcome to the Freedom Party.
Well, good to talk to you, my friend.
All right, mate. Let me comment, and you can answer the comment.
Sure.
We are so pleased to have you aboard. I'm one of a number of folks out there in the hinterland. We keep under the radar, but we support this party because we think it's one heck of a great concept. And, right now is a critical period. There's lots and lots of pretenders to the throne here of what I would call opposition space, nationalists, us, and, some folks are surging to the front, others to the back, and the leadership of the Freedom Party has some superb heavy hitters. We're glad to see your name and your website involved, and like I said, I'll welcome aboard again, and I did count, the homicides, black on white, on your page since 13 March were 451.
Well, unbelievable. And those are the ones we know about.
Yeah, and the you were about to recite some of the crime statistics. We got interrupted, Ken. But you might point out that you've got a link at the bottom of your page to the actual FBI crime statistics. And I made a comment on one of the new blogs you just created, Ken, which is TAFparty.com. Folks, let me give that website out. It's TAFparty.com, and that's the AmericanFreedomParty.com. It's a new blog, TAFparty.com. It's brand new, so there's not much there yet. You're invited to come there and do as I did. I put in a post. I was unfamiliar with how to work the site, Ken, so I just posted as anonymous. But I made a comment that, thank goodness, in America, with all the horrible things that have gone on, one good thing is that our government still gathers crime statistics by ethnicity. And there is still much record keeping by ethnicity. This is important because we need to know how important ethnicity is and how the situation is not as the cultural Marxist would portray it, which is that race or ethnicity doesn't count. In fact, they go farther than that. They say it doesn't exist, that it is a cultural construct and is not a reality. Well, folks, it is a reality, and these statistics are still gathered in America. I was shocked to learn, this is a comment I put on your blog, Ken, I was shocked to learn that in France it's against the law to gather statistics by ethnicity. So our poor French cousins must rely on guesswork and approximation and dead reckoning navigation to figure out what's going on in their country, because they've been cut off from the statistics. But you were about to mention a couple of those crime statistics, Ken. Do you remember where you were in your thoughts there?
Well, essentially, you know, the key statistic is that it's 52.2%. And that's from the Department of Justice, by the way, but the FBI also has statistics, and they put it right around 50%. And it reoccurs year after year. As long as 13% of the population is black, then about half of all the homicides are going to be committed by blacks. Now, that is, those are hard statistics. And the reason those are so important is because when we are confronting cultural Marxism in any one of its many forms, basically I approach it, the individuals who are involved in it, I approach them like they're cult members. And I approach cultural Marxism as if it were a religious cult. And the way you deprogram cult members is you simply tell them the truth. That's all you need to do. You don't need to be emotional with them. You don't have to be sarcastic. You don't have to be mean to them. Just tell them the truth. Now, yeah. I use the analogy of casting demons out of somebody because that's typically their reaction. They will get mad, many times hostile. They call you names. They throw fits. But at the end of the day, when you're out of sight and they go home, they still have those statistics in their mind because they can't unhear what we tell them. In reality, what is what it is. Now, what some of these folks will do is they will say, we're going to answer your facts with our facts. You know, we're going to answer truth with truth. That's what we want them to do. We want them to start digging and going after reality. We want them to look past the Oprah movies. We want them to look past the Spielberg movies. Lincoln was that one I was thinking of. We want them to look beyond the emotional appeal and start tapping into reality. And when you take their fantasy and you compare it to reality, that dismisses. That's how you deprogram them. It dismisses that alternate reality.
Well, you know, one of the pioneering books in this field of work you're describing is a book called The Color of Crime by Jared Taylor. And we're going to be talking about Jared Taylor in the second hour of the show. We're going to be bringing you some bad news in the second hour of the show. We're going to talk about the death of Jim Traficant last week. very unfortunate in an accident, possibly a heart attack on his farm in Ohio. And that we're also going to talk about another piece of bad news, and that is the disruption of the Future of Europe conference scheduled to be taking place yesterday and today in Budapest, Hungary. Really bad news for our cause coming out of that event, which has been attacked and pretty much disrupted. The event did occur, and we're still getting little bits and pieces of news out of Budapest, but our own Dr. Tom Sunek, a member of the Board of Directors of the American Freedom Party, was there. He was one of the scheduled speakers at the event, and he did attend and was at the event. Also, our international advisor, Paul Fromm, I believe he was there. I have not got confirmation of that yet, but we'll be talking about that in the second hour. And any of you out there in our audience who have gotten bits and pieces of the news, please feel free to call in with the latest news on this Future of Europe conference, about which we had so much hope in previous weeks. So we'll be talking about that in the second hour of the show. But going back to Jared Taylor was there. He's the author of The Color of Crime. And in that book and other books, my memory is subject to correction, but one of the most stunning facts that really would help deprogram cultural Marxists, as you mentioned, Ken, is the number of black-on-white rapes. It is mind-boggling. It's shocking. It's terrifying. But the number, the FBI does gather this statistic, and it's approximately something like this. Again, subject to correction on my memory, but approximately 25,000 white women are raped every year by black rapists. And what about the other direction? What about the racists? Are the racists raping the black people? Incredibly, the FBI's own statistics, well, it's not incredible to me, but it sure is incredible to cultural Marxists. The FBI categorizes the number of rapes of black women by white men as being zero. That's right, zero. And in their asterisk on that, they explain that the number is so small, if there is a number, it's so small that it is statistically insignificant and has to be categorized as zero. So what are you looking at there, folks? And remember, there are a lot more white people than black people. We'll come back to this shocking rape statistic right after this break. Hang on, George, and hang on, Ken. Thank you.
Financial uncertainty.